Hello. Well, goodness, what a week and what a day. This is Tim Knight. We're going to look at some charts together. The market's completely turned. Now that we've got a little bit of perspective, we can see that the change of quarters changed everything. Everything that was terrific is now horrible, like, say, semiconductors. And the AI mania seems gone already, largely. And we've had, like, I mean, it used to be there was a, we were like, you know, the past 11 weeks, like 11 out of the past 13 weeks have been up or something like that. There was some like incredible run for the bulls. And now, you know, every day is red, just red after red after red after red after red. And a lot more volatility. You know, we were down slobbering around like at 11 or 12 on the VIX. And we've had times we've got around 20 or so, which these days is like maniacal. And last night was a crazy show in itself because everything plunged like mad, except for gold and oil, which exploded higher. All of that completely reversed, and then reversed again because of the conflict in the Middle East. So there's just unchecked pandemonium right now. Quite a week. I've got a lot of charts, and I'm going to go swiftly because I'd like to go through them all, and then we will say goodbye to this week. The spider is red, just like just about everything else. On the one hand, we have sealed the gap. This gap that you and I have been looking at for weeks is closed. It's done. The intermediate term, or really short term, target has been met, but we're still falling. Maybe it's just kind of overdoing it. Maybe this is the bottom. We have had, as I said earlier, just, you know, red, 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 day after day, my favorite color. But, you know, at some point it's got to bounce, but it has not done so in a while. We haven't seen this kind of drop in half a year. It is really something. Here's the OEF, the S&P 100 ETF. It also is red. And once we broke this wedge, which you and I have been following for months now, that was it. Down we go. As I said, gold is continuing to do great. We're kind of in the neighborhood of $2,500 an ounce now. Really something. It's been, you know, pretty wiggly, especially last night, but on the whole, nobody can doubt that this is kind of the new AI. You know, it just goes up every day. Really something terrific here. Crude oil is up somewhat, but it's been a crazy, crazy ride on this. It was up very powerfully last night. It actually was down this morning. You know, gold looks a lot stronger than oil does in terms of its pattern. I mean, this is just a big fat mess right now. Gold looks really, really solid. You'll have to forgive the pace. There's just so much to talk about. EFA, weirdly, barely changed. It's had a down hard 2 or 3 weeks, but just kind of lingering right now. It is pretty much red on a daily basis here, but it's kind of had the stuffing knocked out of it. So it's just sort of lingering there right now. It's not particularly nasty. IEFA, same deal, like so. EEM, which was my own puts, down about 0.4%, nothing too dramatic. I had a little sine wave friend still doing okay. Gap held nicely. Yesterday was the worst threat we've had so far, did not pierce it. And we're pretty much at the lowest levels now that we've had since, well, like Valentine's Day. So that's going all right. And the EMB, which is the ETF for the emerging market bonds, is up a little. But so long as it doesn't cross above this 87.9 level, this should be okay as a wingman for this position. Now, we're getting into the thick of earnings season. Next week will be one of the biggest weeks of the whole earnings cycle. But it's heating up. And the household name we had yesterday was Netflix. And I said yesterday, just offhandedly, I didn't even show the chart yesterday. I just sort of tossed out that, oh, I think it'll go down based on nothing. And that's not really true. It wasn't based on nothing. It was based on the fact that we had spent quite some time above this dashed line here. This is the midline of this ascending channel. And just my spidey sense was that it would fall. Didn't make a dime off of it. I mean, I had no position, as I said repeatedly yesterday. I just felt that way. And that worked out. If anybody's basing things on my feelings, which I hope not, but we're down about $55 on this. Netflix down about 9%. It has unwound weeks of price gains with this one move. And as I say, we are down in the lower half of this ascending channel, basically anything below this dashed line. And that's probably kind of the range we're going to be in, you know, probably for months at this point. So yeah, Netflix down pretty hard there. ADM, which I've been mentioning from time to time here, still long-term looks like a great bearish setup. We are seeing some strength here. As long as it doesn't exceed its recent high, I still think this is a very interesting setup based on its tremendous distance between present price levels and that green supporting trend line miles beneath it, like so. Dollar Tree, another good one, down a little bit, and it's actually been slipping below this horizontal by a skosh, and so back down to prices seen really last November. MRCY, which looks like Mercy, but it's from Mercury Systems, down almost 2%. This is a slow mover, but it's a gargantuan top going back a full 7 years. And this is breaking down nicely as well. And one doozy here, which a lot more people know, Supermicro, SMCI. I've got to say that there's a fella, I won't say his full name, but his surname is Al Tucher, who has kind of a knack for like latching on. He's very good at this. He latches on to certain sectors and like makes a whole business out of it. Newsletters and seminars and paid for this, paid for that. But from what I've seen, you know, he always shows up kind of at the peak. And historically, whenever I see he's like latched onto the latest fad, it's like, well, that's toast. You know, one time it was crypto, whose ads were preposterous. One time it was marijuana stocks. And the latest, a few months back, of course, was AI. And there was really nothing I saw, no charts, no articles, no nothing that gave me more confidence that this AI thing is going to blow over than the fact that he had latched onto this as his latest venture, whether you're talking about NVIDIA or SMCI or anything that was like rode the coattails of the AI revolution. And that is transpiring clearly, because as we look at SMCI, zoom in here, this peaked back on March 8, like a lot of things peaked, including NVIDIA, got up to 1229. It is currently at 724. So not quite half, but getting there. And this is like last month. So we've lost like 40%, maybe more. And today alone, down over $200. This dashed line has been in place since here, and it breached that today. And once it breached it, that was it. It was like game over, man. So it's been falling really hard. And I'm highly confident that it's far from being done falling. To my mind, it could easily fall down back to like 350 thereabouts. So yeah, AI, the wheels are coming off. Okay, ArcG, this is Kathy Wood's genetics, is biotech firm. And I only show this one, just my eyes popped out when I saw this. I just want to point out, this is remarkable to me. If you dial it back to April 2015, 9 years ago, the price was 23.10. At this very moment, the price is 23.13. 9 years, 0% gain. A lot of movement in the between time, but I think it's illustrative of a lot of things that this creature has done nothing for 9 years in the most rock'em sock'em multiple bull markets I've ever seen. Yeah, just saying. Shopify, this one, when JP Morgan had a strong buy on this today, raised their price target way up, which bumped the thing up a couple of dollars early on. That's largely dissipated. That's pretty much unchanged at the moment. And I still think this bearish pattern is neatly intact. The big whack-a-mole that's happened recently is semiconductors. Semiconductors really have been the bulwark of this bull market in a lot of ways. And that is just fizzling. Whether you're looking at, I am way too popular right now. Let's turn some of these buzzers and beeps off. So here's AMD. You and I have also talked about this a lot too. This line had been support, and we peaked here back on the 8th, like everything else, and that peaked up at 227.30. It was like down, getting closer and closer to this blue line. Finally slipped under it earlier this week, and it started to really accelerate. So we've gone from 247 down to like, what was the price again? 227 down to like 146, $80. Wow. So that's really on the move. Intel down almost 2%. You can see how rapid that price drop has been, even in the wake of having tens of billions of dollars dumped on them by the government. ARM, ARM, look at this, plunging about 15% today. This is SoftBank's former success story. It had been around 150. It's under 90 now. So semiconductors really just running for the hills. NVIDIA, even NVIDIA, down hard, over 9%. And the dashed line here, blasted below it. Look at this. It's just absolutely falling to pieces. This was the key support. It was the key support by way of the horizontal and by way of that dashed midline. So falling quickly. Should it recover? Should it find a reason to rally like Janet Yellen introduces the USA Loves NVIDIA program? I would watch that dashed line again for a bearish opportunity. This is on the move and really just not expected in a lot of quarters. And here's SMH, very generally speaking, down 4.2%, falling swiftly toward its gap. I never thought it would get here this quickly, but it's getting quite close to the gap. Maybe it'll seal it up on Monday. And then by way of upside down example, here's SOXS, the triple bearish on the semiconductors. And you can see it's had a fantastic week. We've moved on this. These big green bars almost on a daily basis in the past 7 or 8 days. So semiconductors are a very hot sector, but for very different reasons than the first quarter. And even the mega caps are not spared from any of this either. Here's Apple, which has not been having a good time. We've just been grinding around for the past year, unchanged. It has moved lots and lots of smoke, no fire, net zero change for one whole year on Apple. And Amazon was at a lifetime high just a few days ago, never before seen. But once it peaked its head above that former lifetime high, down. So that's kind of like, it achieved that goal. There was this, it made it. And then no more gas in the tank at that point. Let's just wrap it up with a couple of loose ends here. Here's the cubes falling swiftly into this, under this dashed line here. Powering lower all week long. And then my one headache still, which I think is kind of inversely correlated to the tech stocks, remains XLU. This has been very strong this week. I was monkeying around with charts. I think there's a strong inverse correlation between tech and this, but we have sealed the gap on this one. Yo, market gods, could you make this thing drop? Would you mind? Anyway, it's been an exhausting week for us all, I'm sure. So you have a good weekend, rest up, and I will say farewell and see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.